All right, let's do a little bit of alternating here. We started out with a pro, ended with a con. Let's start with a con and move to a pro. Mary Haig, who's a registered nurse and is president and CEO of Prevention First, one of our cons, saying she's not excited about medical marijuana, stated the following in an interview with reporter Todd Dykes. This was published February 19th, 2016, in an article titled, "Should Fate of Medical Marijuana in Ohio Be Left in Hands of Lawmakers, Voters?" She said, "We can't really call marijuana medicine. It's not a legitimate medicine." She explains that the brain is not fully developed until we're about 25. That's just the way it is. And using any kind of mind-altering substance impacts that development. It needs to go through the FDA process. There's no drug that can or should be smoked. But when we get to potential components of marijuana that might have medicinal benefits, then let's find out what that is. Most of our medicines have come from plants. They're plant-based, but they've gone through that rigorous process. Because let's face it, any medicine is a toxin. I want you to really digest that. She says, any medicine is a toxin. She goes on to say, I don't care if it's penicillin or aspirin or a narcotic. Any of those are toxins to our bodies. And that's why we have the FDA process. Are you beginning to think at all about some of those commercials that we see that feature medicines and think about all of the warnings they give us about those medicines? Have you heard people talk about how our bodies can become toxic after having taken medications for so long? That said, let me ask this. Have any of you talked with your physician about some of the medications you're taking and asked if it's safe to occasionally take a break from the medications? A day, 3 days. But again, asking your physician about that. There are medicines that if you just stop taking them, maybe even for a couple of days, it could be catastrophic. It could cause all kinds of things to go wrong with your body. But she says they are all medicines, she says, are toxic. Here's a pro coming from someone else who we are very familiar with. We see him on TV quite a bit. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, medical correspondent for CNN. He wrote this in an article in August 2013, and the article was titled, "Why I Changed My Mind on Weed." He said, "I had steadily reviewed the scientific literature on medical marijuana from the United States and thought it was fairly unimpressive. Reading these papers 5 years ago, it was hard to make a case for medical marijuana." He says he even wrote about this in a Time magazine article back in 2009 titled, "Why I Would Vote No on Pot." He goes on to explain, though, "I'm here to apologize." He says, "I apologize because I didn't look hard enough until now. I didn't look far enough. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research. And I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved on cannabis. I mistakenly believed the Drug Enforcement Agency listed marijuana as a Schedule I substance because of sound scientific proof. Surely, they must have quality reasoning as to why marijuana is in the category of the most dangerous drugs that have no accepted medicinal use and a high potential for abuse." Dr. Gupta said in 2013, they didn't have the science to support that claim. "And I now know that when it comes to marijuana, neither of those things are true. It does not have a high potential for abuse, and there are very legitimate medical applications." Marijuana does not have a high potential for abuse, Dr. Gupta says. In fact, he says, sometimes marijuana is the only thing that works with regards to its medical applications. We have been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States, and I apologize for my own role in that. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Thought-provoking, I'll tell you that. Okay. Stephen R. Paterno. Dr. Stephen R. Paterno, who's Deputy Director of the Duke Cancer Institute and Professor of Medicine at Duke University School of Medicine, stated the following in July 2014 in an opinion article titled New York Does Medical Marijuana Right, and this was published in the Wall Street Journal. He said, the use of marijuana as a medicine is remarkably uncontroversial at the bedside of a cancer patient or a child suffering from convulsions who might be helped. The Compassionate Care Act, passed by the New York State Legislature last month and signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 5th, and again, this is of 2014, introduces simple yet profound reforms by banning marijuana smoking and mandating individual dosing of medical cannabis in all other forms, such as capsules and vaporization. By treating medical marijuana like other medicines, New York shifted the debate into the mainstream of modern medicine and set a much-needed national standard of care. Metered dosing is the standard of care in modern medicine, allowing doctors to prescribe precise amounts based on the patient's response and reducing the chance of adverse drug interactions. Cannabis produced in metered doses is easily tested for contaminants and the potency of all active ingredients, for instance, and sterilized for safety. Essential public health safeguards. The introduction of smokeless cannabis in dosage form will immediately ease human pain and suffering and help to move medical marijuana from the underground economy to the mainstream of the nation's healthcare system. One thing that I would say about this as I get ready to share with you one more con for now, I think that it's okay for us, and I would say fair, for us to question why people are making the statements that they're making, but even especially to question why the change. If they had one opinion previously, why a different opinion now? We may not get the answer, but it is certainly okay for us to ask the question. All right. I think I did two pros, yes. Okay, so here's a second con. I did a con, a pro, and now another con. Chuck Rosenberg, Juris Doctorate, attorney, acting administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration, stated the following in a press conference. As a matter of fact, let me skip for a minute. I want to go with the comment that Dr. Sanjay Gupta made in 2006. I mentioned to you that he had a different opinion of this in 2006. Let me share that with you first. And again, this was November 2006. In that article I mentioned previously, entitled Why I Would Vote No on Pot, and it was published in Time magazine. He said, maybe it's because I was born a couple of months after Woodstock and wasn't around when marijuana was as common as iPods are today. But I'm constantly amazed that after all these years and all the wars on drugs, which were really wars on some of the drug users, that's me interjecting that, and all the public service announcements, nearly 15 million Americans still use marijuana at least once a month. He went on to say, marijuana isn't really very good for you. True, there are health benefits for some patients. Several recent studies, including a new one from the Scripps Research Institute, show that THC, the chemical in marijuana responsible for the high, can help slow the progress of Alzheimer's disease. In fact, it seems to block the formation of disease-causing plaques better than several mainstream drugs. So you may recall that previously, when I was talking about marijuana and specifically THC, one of the reports said that the THC isn't even in the medical marijuana. But it turns out more of the information that we're looking into seems to indicate that the THC is in medical marijuana. And here Dr. Gupta was saying in 2006 that the THC had some medical benefit. Other studies have shown, he goes on to say, THC to be a very effective anti-nausea treatment for people. Cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy, for example, for whom conventional medications aren't working. And medical cannabis has shown promise relieving pain in patients with multiple sclerosis and reducing intraocular pressure in glaucoma patients. Frequent marijuana use can seriously affect your short-term memory. After giving some of the benefits of marijuana use, he's now turning back to some of the risks. It can seriously affect short-term memory. It can impair your cognitive ability. And it can lead to long-lasting depression or anxiety. While many people smoke marijuana to relax, it can have the opposite effect on frequent users. And smoking anything, whether it's tobacco or marijuana, can seriously damage your lung tissue. Despite all the talk about the medical benefits of marijuana, smoking the stuff is not going to do your health any good. Now, I want to know, what are you thinking so far? Do you think that, based on what you're hearing and have heard up to now, that marijuana should be considered for medical use? Do you think it should remain totally banned?